oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends. With me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Now, I have a lot to talk about because I had a wonderful weekend.
Well, I know part of it was with me.
So I had a wonderful weekend. So part of it was with Susie and I got to go to Susie's flat to get changed on Saturday.
Oh, yes. After coming back from the furthest tour show in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Milam Beggars. Those lucky beggars.
Those lucky beggars.
It was
five-and-a-half-hour drive.
It was a lovely time, but it was a five-and-a-half-hour drive to get back. And then Susie very kindly let me use her shower.
Of course. She was going straight out.
She did, which I was. And that was very kind. I was a little bit demanding.
As per.
There was some hummus offered, so I had it.
I gave you the hummus.
Love, beautifully presented on that red plate.
You're welcome.
Few strands of lovely pita bread and some... It wasn't a normal hummus, was it? What did it have in
Lemon and coriander.
I thoroughly recommend that to the listeners.
And it was Waitrose.
That's why I liked it. I knew there was something about it I liked.
It's posh, Tom. It's posh.
Mm. And then I needed to have some sort of bag for life, which I thought everybody has like a few paper bags.
Well, yeah, but if people like you keep coming around and taking the paper bags, then one runs out of paper bags.
Well, apparently so. So I had to have a happy birthday bag, which was bright pink.
To carry around your laptop in.
To carry around my laptop in. And to go...
Because you didn't want to take all of your gigging stuff from the weekend.
Because I didn't want to take all of my gigging stuff from the weekend. To Absolute Radio, where I did Rob Beckett's show. And then went to Hammersmith to watch Rob Beckett's show at the Apollo.
Very exciting.
Oh, it was super fun.
He's super funny.
Super funny.
Big fan of him. I like him a lot.
And that was great. And I went with my mum and dad, who loved it.
Of course.
Of course they did.
Yeah, Mum and Dad like Rob.
He's a great one to go and see.
He's very good indeed.
The mums and dads love it, yeah. I recommend.
Now, Tom, the one thing that you have failed to put into this story is what you wore.
That is true, because I'd run out of shirts, because I only take what I need when I go away.
Because of that. If it's you don't need it, if it's not beautiful.
Or useful.
Fuck it.
Don't have it. Yeah, fuck it.
I think that's the official take.
I think that's what Descartes said. And then
if you don't need it, fuck it.
Fuck it. Do you remember that?
Do you remember that, guys?
And then didn't have anything to wear. So then Susie said...
So you were thinking about wearing just the suit with nothing on underneath.
So I was going to wear just the suit, just with like maybe a bit of cleavage.
Like a mesh vest.
Maybe some sort of mesh vest, a la Right Said Fred. And then I thought, no, I can't do that. And Susie said, well, I've got some blouses you can borrow.
Well, I thought it was a man's shirt, but then it later transpired that it did up...
The other way.
The other way, so it was a woman's shirt.
It was a woman's shirt. I think it had darts in it for boobs.
Oh, well, I am sorry.
Well, it was nice to have a bit of room up there.
And then... But I did find a gentleman's shirt, one of my Paisley shirts.
The Paisley one, which actually... And I wasn't sure how to wear it. Should I have undone two buttons? And I did it up to the top.
Oh, you look great.
I wore it like that. I looked like I was in the Cooples.
You did look like you were in the Cooples. Did you love that a little bit?
I did, actually. It was a nice kind of non-usual look for me.
It was an unusual look for you. The thing that you failed to mention is that you were wearing a pencil skirt.
I was also wearing a pencil skirt with it. It was a lovely outfit. A lot of people commented on it. So that was lovely. And then last night I went to see...
I know, and I'm so jealous. It's unbelievable.
Susie couldn't come because it was her dad's birthday, but... I went to see the Pet Shop Boys.
Clang.
At the Royal Albert Hall.
Clang.
Accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic.
Clang.
All in support of the Teenage Cancer Trust, who I, by the way, recommend is a fabulous organisation.
They do wonderful work.
they do wonderful work, and they try and they reach out to. At the moment, they're reaching half of teenagers with cancer, and they do so much brilliant support work with them, and they're just great. But they're trying to campaign so they can reach all of them, which you can imagine is a worthy and important goal. And so there was a week of shows at the Albert Hall for them, and the Pet Shop Boys did the last one last night.
And so tell me, how was it? Were there a lot of gays there?
It was very much full of gays.
Gays and their chatty female friends?
Yes, and also quite a lot of people who grew up in the 80s and 90s and who were able to buy their own house but still look quite angry about things.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Like a lot of people who got very excited when they played Can You Forgive Her, which is a favourite Pet Shop Boys song.
Right, yeah.
It's quite an angry song, though.
Quite angry, yes.
And yet it was wonderful because they had the orchestra, and of course a lot of their songs are very orchestral.
How exciting.
Oh, it was exciting. And there was an opera singer on stage who basically, as far as I could tell, just came on for a couple of songs. And her role was basically just to go, woo! I mean, it must have been a funny gig to get, but she enjoyed herself. She had a nice green dress on. She did a bit of dancing.
Was she, what sort of opera singer was she? Was she singing, she wasn't singing any words. She was just
I don't
ooing.
Know, I couldn't hear any words.
But it could have been Italian. You know how those,
you know those
Italians, opera singers love Italian.
Opera singers love the Italian, don't they?
They do.
I don't know about that, but then some friends we were with were sat in other seats, and they ran into some friends of theirs they'd met at a Madonna concert.
Oh my God!
And I think it is, and at one point
double
they were
clang.
Crying at Madonna's tribute to Michael Jackson, and they turned around and they'd hugged each other. And so this gay couple they knew, I think, like it's the sort of place you could definitely go and meet like your rich old gays.
Your rich old gays. Daddies, as they're known in the industry.
Indeed. I mean, these
the
guys...
The gay industry.
In the gay industry. The sort of people who'd be like, I've got a box for Madonna. Do you fancy coming?
Oh.
Oh, no, we can't make it. I'm going to a friend of mine's barbecue. Okay, fine. We'll see you in Ibiza.
That sort of thing. We're going to Gregor's. He's got that place on the south of France. There's
exactly.
A couple of rooms going... Mm-hmm.
If you want
you
to join
fancy
in,
joining?
If you want to join, you'd be very welcome. I think you'd really get on with them. You know, you're always welcome in Sitges anytime. That sort of thing, I think, is the sort of person.
That's
you can
sort of gay that I want to be.
Because we were.
But I think it only really happens in the gay man world.
Well, I think some of the things you can do, like we were sat on the stalls level, which was wonderful. We had a wonderful view. But then our friends were in a box on the next level up, which has
Clang.
The champagne bar. Well, indeed. And when we went up there, I noticed there were a lot more sort of gays in sleeveless. Designer tops.
Like a Giorgio Armani, a Donatella Versace.
I am at least, at the very least. And I think if you start wearing that sort of outfit, then I think you're on to a winner with that.
Really? So on that, are you thinking about starting to wear sleeveless shirts?
Yes.
You could have borrowed that from me. I have a lovely sleeveless shirt.
Oh, that would have been so great.
With like a wing collar.
Oh, I love that shirt.
Yeah. Oh, Tom, I hate it when we don't realise these things.
I hate that too. Do you know what's interesting at a concert is, particularly when there's an orchestra involved, is that when do people know when to get up? And this was a show that didn't have that much getting up, but some people were desperate for it.
For dancing?
Yeah. There was one woman who was dancing like the whole time. She had like a white jacket on and a white cap on. I can only assume she was Sue Pollard. But the way she was.
White cap? What a look.
Yeah, real look.
Do you reckon she's been dressing like that since the 90s?
Yes.
Just thought this is
the
look that I found.
The whole time. And then some people were trying to get something going with.
The Macarena.
Almost, yeah, with their phones, with the lights on. But no, people weren't really buying into that. And it uses up your battery, something chronic.
Mm. I'm sure a lot of people were thinking, I've done my dancing to the Pet Shop Boys. Tonight I'm just going to watch them.
Finally, we can sit down and just enjoy ourselves.
What were the big hits? I Love You, You Pay My Rent?
Yes.
That's a cracking one,
Open
isn't it?
That.
Yeah.
New York City Boy,
yeah.
The Pop Boys, and closed with It's a Sin.
Oh, that's such a great song.
Yeah. To see the whole orchestra doing that and to have, like, you know, like the French horns really going for it on some of the big, because it's so like all their songs are so kind of big.
Yeah.
But to have it there.
And like shamelessly so, like like outrageous and avant-garde and.
Yeah, it was really great. And then they played some songs from the, what's it called? The Alan Turing show. What's it called?
The Alan Turing film?
No, sorry. They made a, they wrote a. I think a musical or an they did a prom 2 years ago. Maybe it was an album that was called The Man from Tomorrow. I think it's called.
And it's about Alan Turing.
It's about Alan Turing, and they had this wonderful song which I'd not heard called "He Dreams of Machines," about the computer. Oh, it was so good, and it was lovely.
Did you cry?
I cried. I did cry during It's a Sin, actually.
Yeah, that would make me cry probably. But I like crying. I don't like crying at concerts. I often cry at a concert.
Do you?
Mm.
You've been to see some good concerts lately, haven't you?
I've been to see some concerts. Yeah, I've seen like Madonna a couple of times.
Did you know what? Because she's notoriously late when she comes out.
Well, I saw Madonna years ago when she played
Before she was famous.
Before she was famous, of course. I was 5.
You saw her at GAY.
I saw her at GAY. So some of our listeners may remember. So it was during, it was when that album came out, Time Goes By.
Oh, yeah.
So slowly. So real disco, quite queer. Mm. She's like inside a disco ball, sort of, that sort of thing. And wearing that, all that lycra.
Oh my goodness, you must have been so hot in there.
You would have been boiling, wouldn't you? So they made an announcement the week before saying Madonna is playing here on Saturday night. You had to go and queue. It was at the Astoria.
The lovely
Astoria.
What a shame they tore it down. Imagine when they knocked it down, it all just stuck together. It was so
gross. Oh, it was really grim in there, wasn't it? Although I had some great nights out in there.
I never really liked it, but yeah. I did see Gina G there, actually.
Well, you know, Gina G, Madonna, all the greats. I remember going in there when I was newly out and being, or not even out really, like newly, I think I might be this way.
Oh,
well, or I might tell people that I'm this way. Mm. And I remember going in there and being very relieved that there were other gays, being like, oh, thank God it's not just me. Oh God, there's loads of us.
Oh, that's interesting. I never found them very welcoming.
No,
I
think
never
felt
very at home in there, if I'm brutally honest. I'm sorry to be so brutal.
No, that's okay. I think that I probably had feelings out in different gay bars, but there was something about...
No, it catches you.
Mm.
No, it's good.
At the right time. Did you used to go to Pop Stars?
Yeah, I like Pop Stars a lot.
Oh, God,
more.
I loved Pop Stars.
Until they moved that to Charing Cross Road, and then I didn't really like that as much. But I liked it when it was in its sort of...
Heyday.
Heyday. It was sort of a bit... Because there wasn't really like the alternative scene in the East End.
It was a bit grungy, wasn't it?
It was a bit grungy, and you could sort of feel like, oh, not everybody has to be the same.
Whereas
I think
yeah,
at the Astoria,
definitely.
Everyone was like...
Twinkie.
A bit twinky.
The boys were quite muscly.
Yeah, very muscly, took their shirts off.
A lot
off.
Of the girls were quite butch.
Yeah, it was quite
sort
like...
Sort of very... trad gay? What people might assume is trad gay.
It wasn't fun gay.
Whereas, yeah, I remember going to the... Do you remember the pop stars used to have loads of different rooms, didn't
they? Yeah, I do remember that.
You could,
that
like, dance to Blur.
And had like, a bar
and then go to,
go
like,
chat.
Sean Paul. Go into another room, Sean Paul be playing. Go into another room, there'd be, like, some deep house or something.
I do remember
Super
all that.
Fun. So... You queued outside the Astoria.
Oh my goodness, that must have taken ages.
Okay. They had, so I don't know how many people the Astoria used to fit in. Like a couple of thousand?
Probably, yeah.
About that? So we queued for hours. Hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And we knew that we were in the first like 1,000 or whatever. So we knew we were going to get, and then you got a wristband.
Oh my God.
And it was for that night. And so then you had to go back. So you had to apply online. To get into the queue, and then you had to queue to get the wristband.
Oh, my goodness.
Classic GAY carry on.
Yes.
And then she was late, but of course. But then we didn't mind because, you know, there were lots of boys there wearing the lycra thing. And then she came out of the disco ball and said, good evening, queers. I'm the queen of fucking pop. And everyone went mad.
Wow, that must have been great.
It was very exciting.
You do want someone to do something like that, don't you?
Yeah, and everyone's like, ah!
Gina G didn't do that.
No, what did you? Just a little bit.
She just sort of kind of, yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we gave what we could.
Of course. Yeah. I saw that Sonia's touring again.
Is she? We should get in that queue.
You have to queue for 2 days.
2 days. You cannot get a ticket. Where is she going to perform at?
I don't know. I think so. I don't want to say in case I'm wrong. Someone like the RVT or the...
The
O2 or somewhere that's gay, I think, because I saw gay people posting about it.
Oh, my goodness. That would be a fun, lovely thing to do, to go and see Sonia.
My brother's first crush.
Really?
Sonia, yeah.
Does he like... He likes a ginger...
I don't know now, but...
Interesting. Very interesting choice.
Good to know.
Very interesting choice. Because he's a couple of years older than myself, I believe.
He is. 4 years older than me, 2 years older than you.
Yes,
that's right, guys. Tom is a whole 2 years. 2 years,
not.
2 months. 3 months, 4 months. Oh, my God.
Old.
You're dead.
Old.
I
love a live concert. What was the first concert you went to?
Well, so I went I briefly saw some of Limp Bizkit when my dad was picking up my brother from a festival they were doing in Southsea, and I just sort of watched from the sidelines, and everyone was moshing.
Oh, that must have been exciting.
And I must have been about 7, and I was like, "Dad, do not let go of me."
That must have been terrifying.
Mosh pit.
Yeah.
But then my first concert I went to that I loved and that I went to sort of as I wasn't an adult, but I thought I was Britney Spears' Hotel Onyx tour.
Oh, that's a good one to go to.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Was that good?
Oh yeah, it was really good, and it was really over sexual.
How old were you?
I was old enough to sort of, I was like 16, 17.
Okay.
Dad dropped me and my friend Ben off, and then...
And where's Ben now?
Homosexual.
Why have you never introduced me to Ben?
He still lives in Portsmouth.
Perfect.
But maybe I will another time.
Ben, if you're listening.
Ben, get in touch.
Do send us a fax.
You know the PA box.
Where did Britney Spears play in Portsmouth/Southsea?
No.
Where did you have to Southampton?
We went to Wembley.
Wembley!
We went to Wembley.
Because I would say that would be an unusual tour for her to do, South Coast towns.
Yeah, I don't think... Well, here's the thing. So, we're all there. I don't remember who her backing...
Question?
Yeah. No, it wasn't Destiny's Child, but thank you. I have seen them.
You have? But was it arena or stadium?
Arena,
okay.
And so she came on. I think she came on a double-decker bus.
Of course she did.
But like a small one where she was like...
Maybe
she was like,
that's how she arrived. Maybe well, she just got the bus there.
Well, maybe,
it's
yeah.
It's a very awkward place to get to.
It is, isn't it?
Mm.
So it was great. She did, you know, all of the big hits. It was, you know, Slave for You time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was the same snake that was there, but a snake was there.
Oh, I wouldn't have liked that.
No, you're terrified, aren't you?
But it must have brought back lovely memories for you. A reptile club.
A reptile club, of course. I think you think about my enjoyment of reptile club more than I do.
I think I probably do, yeah.
So, similar to Madonna, Britney was going through that phase where she was trying to be like, you know, I'm a grown-up. I'm sexy. I'm feeling sexual.
We remember those days.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I think maybe I saw 200 people get up and leave with their children.
They were not into it.
They were not into it.
But hang on, has she done Hit Me Baby One More Time and all that?
Yeah.
That had already been out?
Yeah. So Hit Me Baby One More Time was her first song, though.
That's what I thought. So they knew sort of what they were getting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. And then if they had listened to the album that was out at that time...
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If they listened to the album that was out at that time, there was a whole song about masturbation.
Was there? Or, as one girl in my year used to call it, masturbation.
Masturbation? Was she Scottish?
She was Sean Connery.
Did you go? Yeah, she was Sean Connery. Masturbation.
She couldn't say it right. And I've always found that an odd word ever since. What was the song about masturbation?
The Touch of My Hand, I think it was called.
Oh.
Something like that. But anyway, so she is in a bath, as you do, at Wembley, probably because of the bus, because of it being such bad transport link, she had to have a bath on stage because she didn't have any time.
She really had to save a lot of time,
hasn't she?
The bath
sort of went up in the air.
Oh, that's not safe,
she was
it?
Then in, like, basically nothing except there was some, like, glitter covering...
Her key areas. Was she standing or was she lying in the bath at this point?
What
point in the washing process? Because I always think there is a bit when you have to stand up if you're having a bath.
Well, she was lying in the bath, but it was vertical.
What happened with the water? Did it fall out?
I don't think it was real, Tom.
Oh, Britney.
Britney.
Is anything real with you?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Mm. And then, she was wearing very little. And then there was another song where she was kissing a boy and then that boy turned around and started kissing another boy.
Oh, my God.
And then the girl turned around and started kissing another girl.
What?
And obviously everyone...
She's given them both gay.
Yeah, she gives it out.
She is the fount. She's the spring.
Although, you know what happened to me this week?
What?
An old friend called me to tell me that she'd come out, as if I should...
Oh, my goodness.
...let the other lesbians know.
Absolutely. Somebody registered their interest.
Someone that I went to school with just rang me out of the blue. An old friend, but a dear friend. Susie, there's something I need to tell you. Okay.
And first, what did you think it was?
Well, I thought it might be I'm gay, because I've had that phone call before.
People feel a need to tell you, don't they?
Yeah. I feel like I work on sort of an operator in an old-fashioned telephones company. I'm just putting you through...
It's like almost like a chicken.
The music is like K.D. Lang.
Constant craving.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
I would have that as my whole music, yeah.
And then she she was like, I've got something I really need to tell you. And I was like, oh, okay, are you okay? And she said, what do you think it is? And my first thought was,
well,
are you a lesbo?
Are you a lesbo? Was it also things like, I'm trying to think of something banal I could say then. I can't think of anything.
Well, I thought that she might be pregnant.
Preggers. Yeah, people Preggers. Love to tell people about
people
that.
People love telling people they're pregnant. Which, of course, must be very exciting.
It must be.
But turns out she was gay. She was ringing me to let me know.
Just to let you know.
Just in case you're interested.
Is it because at school, like, if you had a thing, that would be, like, your thing, and people would be like, don't copy me, why are you copying me?
What, like, don't get a pair of Ugg boots, I wear Ugg boots.
Yeah, that's my thing, why are you copying me?
Yeah, I think that happened.
And she was probably anticipating that.
Well, I think that she probably knew that I would be fine with other people being gay.
Sure.
I actually like it. I want more people to do it.
Sure. I think that as well. I also think that about the gym.
Well, you want more people to go to the gym?
Yeah, I think they'll feel better for it. Similarly for gays.
I went for a jog this morning.
Oh, you're good. I didn't. I wish I could get up like you do. But did she tell Ben as well?
No, different friendship groups.
Oh, sure.
But also she's a girl. And I'm the only other...
The only other...
Lesbian.
The only lesbian in the school.
Well, I feel like it felt very much like I've realised I'm gay. I thought I should let you know first.
You were the first person I thought of.
Exactly. I thought of you first.
As though you'd kind of like be like, that's great to hear. I'll make you up a pack now.
Well, exactly.
Be within the next 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, I thought, could you imagine, like, take the registration, get all her details, print up her card.
Yeah, go
let,
online.
Let Portia and Ellen know.
Yeah, they'll be glad to know. The numbers are going out.
Yeah.
It's all been working. It's all been
Girls,
worth it.
Girls, quick thing. We've got one more in Portsmouth. Thank you.
We've got another one in Portsmouth. Like a little light goes up on the world map.
Every time someone comes out, there's just like, there's a room in West Hollywood that it's just like, a light comes out, it's like, I'm coming up.
That's what happened. We were playing that a lot in there.
We are family. Just a big gay hit.
We were playing that a lot in the car, weren't we, on the way back from the Lake District?
We were playing a lot of Diana Ross.
A lot of Diana Ross.
It was actually probably one of the gayest trips, music-wise, we've ever had.
Carpenters. After we listened to Harriet on the Graham Norton show, and Susie hadn't heard Harriet before, and I said, you're like her. She sounds a lot like Karen Carpenter. And then we listened to a lot of Carpenters.
So sad.
So sad. But then I did, much as I love the Pet Shop Boys, I did realise as well, like, a lot of theirs is about breakups, which obviously is something
you love.
I love to hear about.
Other people being sad.
Other people having breakups they can't deal with either. Mm.
Do you think you...
Jealousy. Oh, that was a good one. Close the first act on that.
Oh, that's a great... That is a great song.
What do you do? Who you see?
Did they do the one with Dusty? I know Dusty is no longer with us.
Which one? A Scandal, Such a Scandal. Scandal.
No, what's the other one? The big one? Oh, you know.
Guess it.
Does that help? It's got that note in it at some point.
Just how much? Yeah, didn't she
Is
do the
dog in the... No.
Oh. West End Girls and East End Boys.
Yeah, maybe that.
Did she do the how much do you need in the background?
There's another one that's the really big one that she did.
Okay, I'm going to look that up.
Okay, you look that up. You know that I was at home the other day and Dusty Springfield came on the TV and Dad pointed at her and said, "She was in your gang."
Well, she would have been someone who'd phoned you up.
I don't know if she would. She lived quite a closeted life. Quite a tragic life, really, didn't she?
I mean, don't bring the mood down.
I love Dusty Springfield.
Dusty Springfield, Pet Shop Boys. I did
Everyone
too.
At home Mum is going, how do you two not know this?
I know. I think I always feel like I always miss key facts. What have I done to deserve this?
Such a big tune. Such a great tune.
Yeah, they didn't do that last night.
I am sorry.
Since you went away... I've been hanging around you. So many great hits they did, the Pet Shop Boys.
Some big ones.
Like, brilliant lyrics as well. Like, all the lyrics, which are tragic and sad sometimes, which I love.
Of course.
And beautifully, like, Che Guevara and a disco beat. Like, beautiful, beautiful combinations.
Beautiful.
I just love the whole concert. I love going to see live music. I always feel, like, elated afterwards. I always feel, like, lifted by the whole experience. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I went to see The Killers. Now, I'm not really into The Killers anymore. I've sort of grown out of them. But there was a time when I was a really big Killers
fan.
And
you're a star? Oh.
Yeah, great. Sam's down.
Jenny was a friend of mine.
Yeah, really. And like really euphoric music.
Can't bear Mr. Brightside. Makes me too sad.
Does it?
That's like jealousy. I mean, the whole idea of like, now she's taking it there.
Yeah.
It's too much.
So sad.
Too much. And everyone's like jumping. Whenever people hear that song, they start jumping up and down euphorically. I'm like, listen to the lyrics, you idiots.
Start crying.
Start crying and show some respect.
Oh, Tommy, I'm sorry.
How handsome is Brandon Flowers?
So handsome. And
he
wore this jacket that was like had these big eagle wings coming out of them.
I remember seeing that, I think, in a picture.
Very, quite sort of Freddie Mercury-esque in how he...
There's an air of that.
And David Bowie and...
Rufus Wainwright wrote a song about him. He loved him so much.
About?
About Brandon Flowers.
Oh, really?
Something about you smell of potato chips in the morning. That's the lyric, but I can't remember the chorus. Oh, I'm doing well on songs, aren't
you? God, Tommy, you're having a real mare when it comes to songs.
A real mare when it comes to them. I love it when they walk out. I love it when the band walks out.
Yeah, it's exciting.
They didn't do an encore. They were like, this is our last song. We're not going to do that thing of going off and coming back on again. So if you want to get up now. And they're like, do, do, do. It's a sin. And like, oh, everybody was up.
On their feet.
Everyone was on their feet, including the people who'd been up on their feet loads because they were so desperate to get everyone up on their feet. And there was one man on the arena floor who like turned around to the rest of the audience and be like, get up, let's all get up. And people will get up when they want
to. Let them do their own thing.
Yeah. It was a moment when we were like, let's get up.
Well, I'm pleased you had such a lovely time, Tom.
Oh, it was wonderful. I'm still feeling it now.
Music does that, though, doesn't it? If you're down...
It can really lift your spirits.
Because I went through a phase of when I was feeling down, listening to really down music.
My life.
But you can't do that.
Sometimes it's good to go. Or to go and see someone live. I think there's something about
that. So great, yeah.
People I don't like previously like. Well, I think I've talked before about when I was at Gay Pride, the show... at the Albert Hall, maybe 10 years ago now, maybe more. Elton John was closing. I'm a big fan of Elton John.
I know.
But closing first half, I think, was Heather Small from M People blew me away.
Yeah, she's really got a good voice.
Brilliant voice, brilliant live performer. It was like so much charisma.
Mm.
So much showmanship. I was blown away. I still think about it now.
Well, there you go.
So if you're feeling down, put on a bit of M People... And the now, I would love to see the Pet Shop Boys do a duet with Heather Smalls from New People.
Well, listen, I assume there's people that listen that know both of those people.
I assume both of them are. I assume all three of them are listening. So, please make that happen for me.
Well,
I'd love that. How long have we done?
We've done long enough. Some people are listening, thinking you've done too long.
Too much.
If anything, I wish you'd cut out slightly earlier. Oh, apologies about last week's episode. Sort of cut at 19.
Oh,
if
yes,
only got
sorry
to
about
19,
that.
And there was another 15 minutes of great chat from me and Tom.
Great chat. So about that, everyone.
So about that. So if you haven't listened to all of last week, if you delete it and then re-download it from iTunes, it's now the full one.
Yeah, if you go to the
one.
Feed rather than the...
Yeah.
And then I think it's there.
So soz about that.
Soz, loves.
Things outside our control. It was some sort of technical thing that Tom and I wouldn't understand.
We don't even... It was nothing to do with us, I promise. We're having a lovely time on the tour. If you'd like to come and see us.
This week we are in
Brighton on Thursday. This is our third trip to Brighton.
And this time we're in the big room.
And this time they've moved us to the big room. So
it would
be lovely to see you there if you're around. On this Thursday.
So
when this goes out, it'll be tomorrow.
This goes out. Yeah. So
in the Brighton South Coast area.
Tuesday the 6th.
Thursday the 6th. in Brighton at the Comedia, which is a lovely venue anyway. Do come down and see us. And details are available at comedia.co.uk or our website's tomindeed.com/shows.
Or susieruffle.co.uk/tours. And also you can get in touch with us both on Twitter at Tom Allen Comedy.
Correct.
And at Susie Ruffle. And as ever, if you want to send us an email to suggest a topic or
send
to tell us
an email.
Whatever you like, chat to likemindedfriends@gmail.com.
Yes, we'd love that. So have a wonderful week. Enjoy some sunshine if you can.
Oh, yeah, it's sunny today.
It's sunny today, so I hope it's sunny where you are. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week on Like Minded Friends.
Okay, bye.
Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.